Well, it was years ago, on a Sunday afternoon, and I was preparing for a church service that night. I wasn't yet a pastor. I was an elder and a businesswoman. And I was responsible to lead the group in prayer that night. And I'd put off thinking about it till the last minute. So there I was, watching golf on TV, and asking God to please help me. But I got way more than I bargained for when God gave me these words: comfort us in our reluctance. I'd never heard anything like that. I said, God, I don't think I can say that. It just seems kind of weird. Give me something else, God. Please give me something else. But when nothing else came, I finished the prayer. I survived praying it that night at the service. And surprisingly, the prayer's been picked up and prayed by many people since that night. So as we continue our preaching series, The Way to Life, and our topic is prayer this morning, I offer you this prayer. Let's pray. O God, comfort us in our reluctance. Continue to open our hearts. Help us to make more room in our lives for you and for each other. Thank you for your infinite patience and extreme gentleness. May we be so with ourselves and with each other. Open us to surrender, to set aside our egos. Come in us fully so we might grow beyond our fears and assumptions. Be like a fresh breeze in our minds, hearts, and lips. Amen. So I wonder, what is prayer anyway? Is it a laundry list of what we want for others and for ourselves? Well, maybe. Is it a religious tool we use when we or others are in trouble? Yeah, perhaps. Is it a spiritual discipline that we ought to follow if we're serious about our faith? Okay, sure. But all those definitions seem a bit, I don't know, kind of shallow to me. Sometimes it seems like prayer is like politics. People have very strong opinions about prayer. People can be pretty protective about how, when, and where they pray. Maybe like politics, prayer is one of those topics we don't dare talk about for fear of offending anyone or stirring up controversy. But you know, the Bible has a lot to say about prayer. The book of Psalms, all 150 Psalms, is often called the prayer book of the Bible. And Jesus prayed a lot in the passage that Tina read this morning from Mark. Jesus went out early alone and prayed before his preaching ministry. Jesus prayed alone, and he prayed with others. He prayed for himself. He prayed for people he knew and for people he had never seen. Then there's that command in 1 Thessalonians. You know the one I mean? Pray without ceasing. A tall order. But what does that really mean? So many people tell me, I can't find time to pray. I forget about praying. So how in the world can we pray nonstop? Well, I believe what the Bible says about prayer can be summed up in one simple sentence. Prayer builds relationships. So listen now to one of my all-time favorite passages about prayer. It comes to us from Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, which is an old-fashioned, out-of-use word, which means simply to ask humbly. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And often people stop reading there, but what comes next is equally important. Finally, beloved, that's all of us. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable. If there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This amazing passage begins with a very short but very important phrase. Did you catch it right at the start? It shows God's desire to build relationships with us. The phrase is, the Lord is near. Simple, isn't it? But so powerful. The Lord is near. God wants nothing more than to hear from us. And it's not like we have to shoot an eloquently worded prayer to God, who is in some galaxy far, far away. No. The Lord is near. So a simple whisper, groan, mumble, anytime, anywhere, reaches the God who is already near. But sometimes I hear from people how reluctant they are to reach out to God. Sometimes we don't feel worthy, or we don't believe we have the words, as if it took a certain kind of word to pray. Or we're not in the right frame of mind, as if there were a right frame of mind in which to pray. But the Philippians passage tells us and encourages us to pray anytime, anywhere, with any words, in any frame of mind, because the Lord is near and just wants to hear from us, to connect, to build, and keep building that relationship. So one of the places that I've been blessed to learn a lot about prayer is St. Joseph Hospital, where I've been a chaplain for 13 years. So patients and families and doctors and nurses want a chaplain for many things, but chief among them is to pray. And in the course of a 12, 16-hour shift, it's not unusual as the chaplain to pray multiple times in an hour. Before surgery, after surgery, in the ER, ICU, oncology, labor and delivery. I once got a call to come up to the labor and delivery OR because there was a woman who needed a C-section and she would not let the doctors proceed until the chaplain had come and prayed with her the 23rd Psalm. I prayed with people of faith similar to mine and with people of very, very different faiths. Some with seemingly no faith, but everyone wants prayer. I've prayed using a translation phone. I've prayed in full contact precaution gear of gown, gloves, and mask. I've prayed with the angry and the accepting. I've prayed with the arrogant and kind. I've prayed at a reasonable hour and I've prayed in the middle of the night. I've prayed when I knew what I was saying and when I could barely speak. Now, I tell you this not for me, but to encourage you. For God wants you to know that all prayer can be prayed at any time. God wants you to pray anywhere with anyone. God wants you to take yourself off that short prayer leash you have yourself on and let your prayers roam far and wide. All we have to do is be willing to open our mouths, whether alone or with others. The Spirit is there, for it is written. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. It might seem strange, but isn't that how building relationships go? There are those very awkward moments when the words don't come, or they come out weird, but the connection still happens. Just speak from the heart. Say what's really going on inside of you. Philippians tells us, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer, asking humbly with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And as we ask, I think it's key to be thankful. And that's what Philippians tells us, asking humbly with giving thanks. In my own experience of prayer, I have found that giving thanks, saying what I'm thankful for right at the outset of prayer, focuses and settles me. If you're not already doing that, I recommend it. And what is the scriptural promise of what will happen when we pray? Simply this: the peace of God, which surpasses, you can't understand it, figure it out, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Do you hear the relationship in this promise? It's not just about the peace. It's about our hearts and minds being in Christ Jesus. We find the peace because we are in, connected with Christ. The final verses of the passage urge us to remember what we already know and have experienced about God. It urges us to draw confidence and energy from God's word and all that God has created. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. another promise of what we can expect when we pray with the intent of building relationships. One of the things that we know is the prayer Jesus taught us. Here at First Pres, I've heard that the Ada Tiffany Circle, your session, the prayer ministry, the Shabby Sheep ministry, among other groups, close their time together by praying aloud together the Lord's Prayer. Many say it brings a strong sense of God's presence and a deeper connection with each other. So if you're at a loss for words, you already know them, and most likely by heart, the Lord's Prayer. It's not just for Sundays anymore. Now, there are many stories in the Bible and in personal history of how prayer is life-giving and life-changing. And I'd like to close with one such story. I met Amelie when I was a member of Montview Boulevard Presbyterian Church in Denver. She was very smart, hardworking, and a partner in a prestigious law firm. In her early 40s, she met a great guy, fell in love, and married for the first time. Amelie and Barry were perfect for each other, and they were looking forward to a long and very happy married life together. But after only 8 years of marriage, Barry was diagnosed with a rare and very aggressive type of cancer. He soon died. Amelie was devastated. At night, she would go out into the backyard of their home, raise her hands above her head, and cry out to God. She did that for days, and the days became weeks, and the weeks became months. Then, a life-giving and life-changing thing happened. Amelie fell in love with God all over again. That relationship building had taken place through her backyard prayers. She left her position at the law firm and entered seminary. She was chosen student of the year. After graduation and ordination, she became a chaplain with the Flight for Life program. One time when I was having coffee with her, talking about her life, she said that her life now, it's not the good life, it's the best life. Building relationships is key to a healthy and happy life, however you define it. Prayer builds relationships with God, with others, and with ourselves. And when it comes to praying, we might take to heart, and I'm dipping back into my previous life in the corporate world of advertising, we might take to heart the Nike slogan, "Just do it." Because the Lord is near, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. And get this, over the course of a lifetime, prayer becomes not just something we do, but who we are. And all the people said,